Edición.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to New Order Online Radio, the show that brings you the past and present of the Community Project. Cover versions of New Order and Joy Division songs, along with original music and artists' interviews, here on NewOrderOnline.com. So stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to Community 2 Special Edition Podcast Volume 54. Tonight we have NO74 from Argentina and The Other Birds from Australia. NO74 is participating with Chosen Time, and now we're going to hear from Movement, the original version by New Order. So let's start with Carlos Pacheco, also known as NO74. Here he is to talk about his band.
What band? It's just music made with friendship.
Talking about friendship, here's one example about that. On the background, you are listening to NO74 featuring Juan Gallo from Crisálida on bass and myself on vocals playing Temptation on the Community One launch party in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
I love you.
NO74 participated on the first community contest with Chosen Time and didn't make it on the album. Now he's trying again with a renewed version, and he explains to us why he chose that song.
Because I think it's the second best song of Movement, The Fields of Adris Never End. The version of Taras Shevchenko is just amazing. My English sucks. I always thought it's a totality underrated song. I wanted to make a new perspective mixing for a little drum and bass, some tomato, lettuce, onion, and I make this stage salad.
Time to listen to his version now. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hello, this is NO74, and you are listening to Chosen Time on Commute.
You're listening to Community 2 on WordOnline.com.
That was NO74 and Chosen Time. be sure you go to community.newordernonline.com, visit NO74's profile, listen to the song again, and if you like it enough, vote for it to be one of the 10 winners that will win a spot on the final track listing of the Community 2 album. You have time until May the 19th at night, and you can vote up to 20 songs. Moving forward with the show, we are going to Australia to find the other Birds. They are participating with Waiting for the Siren's Call, and this is the original tune by New Order, so enjoy.
I won't desert you.
That was New Order and Went In For The Siren's Call. Here is Wayne from The Other Buzz, who will present an own track for you.
This other track that we've done is one called Less Than Nothing. It's basically just another example of experimentation, really. We were just trying to explore the possibilities that the software had, and in a couple of ways, I guess it points out the limitations of the software as well. I mean, it's very formulaic, but I guess it's got a bit of an orbital-like sort of sound to it. That's the hope, anyway. But see what you think of it. Anyway, this is Less Than Nothing by The Other Bears. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
That was The Other Birds with Less Than Nothing. Here they are, both members of The Other Birds, to talk about their band, their approach to Waiting for the Sirens Called, and the equipment they used to record it.
We've never really done anything musically together.
Nope. I'm a newcomer to the whole.
And I probably sound like a newcomer, but I'm not. I don't know, we just did it for a bit of fun. There's not really a conscious decision to have a great artistic sort of statement or anything. It's just a chance to muck around a bit on a piece of music that we love, really. Well, Dan's come to love.
A band I've come to love.
Yeah. It was a pretty simple sort of tune to start with, so I guess we just didn't want to mess with that too much. There's always two directions that you can go when you do a cover version. One of them being that you take a unique take on the song, but you risk whatever special characteristics the song might have had. The other one is that you do something that's quite faithful, which I think is true in our case, would you say?
Yes.
But yeah, you do run the risk of sailing too close to the wind in terms of not adding anything new to it. I guess we wanted to be faithful to the original one. It's a beautiful melody. We didn't want to fuck with that too much. So that's what we did. Anything further?
Yeah, I love that bass line.
What equipment did we use?
Oh, gold. There was the bass.
There's my
guitars.
My trusty computer. It did most of the hard work. So I've got a Danelectro guitar. Can't remember the model of it. And I've got a Samick Stratocaster copy. And Dan has a Phoenix bass, which is just a Fender Jazz bass copy. And we used Fruity Loops. We used Fruity Loops to do the drum loops and to sequence up the backing track. And then we put it all together using Cakewalk. And it was pretty ad hoc. I mean, the whole process basically was there to... It was a learning process. We learned how to use the equipment as a result of putting this together. So we get something out of it too. This is Wayne.
And Danielle.
And this is our version of Waiting for the Sirens Call. And we hope you like it and vote for it. Cheers.
Bye.
Okay, that was Waiting for the Siren's Call from the other bus. If you like it enough, vote for it to be on the final track listing of the Community 2 album. But don't forget to go to community.neworldonline.com and leave a comment on the other bus profile. This is very appreciated by the artists, so do not hesitate in doing it. Remember, you have until May the 19th at night or May the 20th at 000 Pacific Standard Time in the United States to vote up to 20 songs. Also, if you want to participate on the remix contest or the sleep contest or even the video contest, you have time until June to deliver your creations. So far, we are receiving very good ones, so keep on doing it. Okay, that was all for tonight's show. This was Almanzo, over and out. Cheers!
And this concludes tonight's community special on Radar Online Radio. See you all next time.